Once upon a time, there was a polar bear.
Named Jay. No.
Named Jake.
I was going to say Jake Nub, but I was really bored.
Jake Nub is fine.
No, I was going to say Jake Nub.
Once upon a time, I like Jake. There was a polar bear named Jake.
Is it a polar bear?
His last name was Nub.
Jake Nub.
Jake.
You feel hot right here. Up right there.
Mm-hmm.
You feel hot everywhere. Take your thingy off.
I'm good.
Okay, good.
Jake wanted a job. Not just any job. Jake wanted...
That's a translation for what Daddy is.
Jake wanted to work in a daycare. He loved kids. Kids were his favesies. He had so much fun with kids. And he just thought they were so interesting and so fun to be around. So Jake went to every daycare and put in his resume.
Does he live in Toronto?
He lives in a city, yeah. But he lives in a city kind of up north where polar bears are from.
Norm of the North.
Norm of the North?
That's a movie.
Nanook of the North is a good movie. Anyways. He lived in a place called Rankin Inlet. Which is a town way up northern Canada. Anyways, he went to every daycare in town and gave them his resume. And every single daycare read the resume. And they're like, wow, this guy sounds really enthusiastic about being around kids. I want to meet this Jake guy. But then every time when he went in for an interview, immediately...
They said, get out.
They're like, no, I'm sorry, no. And Jake was like, what? Why did you call me in for an interview? And I said, we're sorry. We just can't hire polar bears. And...
What if kids are afraid of
Jake is like, what are you talking about? That is prejudice. Why do you think that just because I'm a polar bear, I can't be good with children? I said, well, we're worried that you might get hungry one day and eat one of them.
So,
and Jake said, don't be ridiculous. I have a perfectly fine diet of fish. And I do not need to eat children.
Peck.
Nor do I have any interest in eating children because I like them and I want to hang out with them. So don't be ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And they're like, I'm sorry, we just can't. We need to protect the best interest of our kids.
That one hurt.
Yeah.
That really hurt.
Jake was angry. He's like, what can I do to prove to you that, what can I do to prove to you that I am a good caregiver? And they said, well, we just can't allow it. The parents of these children would freak out if we had a polar bear in here. So Jake kept going to all the different daycares. Well, I can't reach you like that. You gotta come over here.
Like this.
I don't know, man.
True.
Yeah, so Jake went to every daycare. They all told him to take a walk. And he did. He was not happy. He was working at a local grocery store, just bagging groceries. But it wasn't his thing. He kept ripping the bags with his claws. And he was just, his heart wasn't in it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, after a few months went by, a new daycare opened in town. And they had a sign in the window saying, "Help Wanted." He's like, "Oh man, this is it. This is it." So he went in there and he said, "Hello?" And they said, "Ah, whoa, polar bear." And he said, No. I don't want to go down this road again. I am good with kids. I love kids. I take good care of kids. I like being around them. They like being around me. We just need to do this." And they're like, "Well, you know what? We do need to differentiate ourselves in this town. And if we're the polar bear daycare, maybe some of these people would be up for that. You sure you're friendly and you're not going to eat any of the kids?" He said, "I'm super dupes friendly, and I promise you I shall never eat not only our kids, but any kids." And they're like, "Well, that seems perfectly reasonable, so you're hired." Oh my gosh, Jake was so excited. He couldn't wait. He was so excited for his first day, which was the next Monday. So he went home and thought about all the fun games that he could play with the kids, and oh man, he couldn't wait. Went into work Monday morning. Kids loved him. They're crawling all over him, playing with him,
and braiding his fur.
Braiding his fur. And his boss was like, "Holy moly, this is amazing. This one employee is taking care of 38 kids, and they're all loving him, and they're all having the time of their life. And so is he. This was the best decision I ever made. I'm going to make $1 million. And I don't even have to do anything because this guy's doing all the work." He was pretty happy. Until pickup time came around. Every single parent except one was super upset that Jake was on staff. The owner said, "Well, what do you think? I said we were the polar bear daycare." And they said, "We figured it would be like a guy in a polar bear costume, not a real polar bear." And Jake's boss is like, "Look, just talk to Jake. You'll like him. He's good. You should have seen him with the kids." They're like, "Oh, bet. I bet he likes kids. I bet he likes to eat them." Jake was frustrated, so he's like, "Come on, man, this is baloney. I just worked all day long, did a great job, and you guys are going to be jerks about it." And they're like, "See, he's got a temper." Jake just couldn't win. He was upset. So he quit, and he walked home. But the kids said, "No way. We want Jake. We want Jake." And they said it all the way home, all through dinner, all through bed. Stayed up all night saying, "We want Jake." Their parents were frustrated. When they went back the next day, there was no Jake. And they just wanted to stop. They said, "Look, bring them back the polar bear. I don't even care if they eat my kid. This kid's annoying as hell." And he's like, "I can't. You guys really upset Jake." So they went to his home and they brought him some special fish. And they said, "Jake, we were wrong. Please accept this fish as a offering of our apology?
Affection.
Please come back and take care of our children. They love you." So he did. He came back and he worked for that daycare for 38 years. Raised pretty much every kid in Rankin Inlet. All the other daycares closed down. And every stinking kid in that town went to the Polar Bear Daycare. Became a tradition. Generation after generation would go to the Polar Bear Daycare. And Jake not only was a daycare worker, but he became a manager there, and he changed their hiring policy to be less discriminate, and he hired anybody who was fit for the job. So they had penguins and tigers and cactuses, all these other things that you wouldn't want taking care of your kids, but these specific ones were pretty nice ones. And the whole world changed thanks to Jake the Polar Bear, the end. Damn it, that was an 11-minute story. You tricked me. Yeah, it's not your fault. Night-night.